You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
This wealth update is brought to you by Sanlam Private Wealth. Your wealth, our craft.
We often hear that it's not a great idea to put all your eggs in one basket, and the same applies to investing. While it is good to invest on the local stock market, there are also opportunities to make a decent returns offshore. And here to talk about an offshore strategy and what we should keep in mind when pursuing one is Nick Jeffrey, the relationship manager at Sanlam Private Wealth. Nick, thanks so much for joining the market update. Just talk to us about investing offshore and why in particular high net worth individuals invest offshore.
Thanks, Fifi, and thanks for the opportunity to talk on the show tonight. I think most high net worth individuals are these days aware of the need to invest offshore, and as you say, not have all their eggs in one basket. So, you know, there are a lot of reasons for investing offshore, and I think one or two of the main ones are really to firstly be able to mitigate any local risk, for instance, political or economic risk. But more importantly, I think it's to be able to take advantage of global opportunities and currencies that are out there that we don't have access to here in South Africa.
All right. And I mean, this week, I think quite a number of analysts have been talking about how well American companies are still doing, notwithstanding the effects of the pandemic. So if you are a high net worth individual, which I believe it's someone with assets of 1 million rand or so, if you're this type of person and you're looking to take advantage of the opportunities offshore, what are the different ways or the structures in which an investor can take their money outside of the country?
Yeah, I think there are a few ways, and probably the easiest way is to be able to invest locally in companies or feeder funds that have access to international markets. So what I mean by that is, for instance, a JSE listed share where most of their revenue is actually generated offshore. You can invest locally on it, but you do get the offshore exposure that way. Similarly, with the feeder fund, it's a South African feeder fund. So you invest in the local market share, but it has access to a fund offshore, which then invests globally. The other ways are if you really want to take your money offshore directly and invest directly offshore, so not through the South African market, you need to access your allowances. So you're either your 1 million rand a single discretionary allowance or the 10 million rand foreign investment allowance. And then what you do is you take that money offshore and you start to invest it. I think once the money is offshore, you've got a few different options. You can either set up a portfolio offshore and just start investing directly into equities and bonds and funds in your homeland. Or what you can do is you can go through what's called a wrapper, which is a long-term or an insurance product that you're able to invest through. Or alternatively, if the amount of funds allow for it, is you can make use of an offshore trust.
All right. And why is it so important to choose the right structure from get-go? And what kind of complications can one encounter if they don't?
I think, you know, to continue with one or two analogies, you know, once you've invested, it's quite difficult to unscramble an egg, so you really want to get it right up front. Some of the problems that you might encounter down the line are things like tax, like inheritance tax, capital gains tax, and ongoing income tax. South Africa obviously taxes its residents on its worldwide income, so you need to be aware of what the tax implications might be, both locally and offshore. But more importantly, you know, for a high net worth individual, it's critically important to make sure that you ensure a safe or an efficient transfer of your wealth across to the next generation. And once you've done an investment or you've decided on an investment strategy, you know, it can be quite difficult and expensive if you've done it in the wrong way and you need to make changes to it sort of 10 years later with all the various consequences that might come with that.
Yeah, no, I think that you have used the perfect analogy in terms of trying to unscramble an egg. I was trying to figure out how you do that in my mind, and I'm like, no, once it's scrambled, it can never be boiled or poached. It's, yeah, I think you've made the pointer quite well. Nick, thanks so much for your time. We'll leave it there. So Nick Jeffrey, the relationship manager at Sanlam Private Wealth.
This wealth update was brought to you by Sanlam Private Wealth. Your wealth, our craft. It's just a ring, he says. It's a promise, you say. It's still a ring, she says. It's precision and passion, you say. It's just jewelry, they say. It's where I'm heading, you say. It's about craft, we say. At Sanlam Private Wealth, we know that you didn't earn your wealth by doing what everyone else does. That's why we craft customized portfolios to grow and preserve your wealth now and for generations to come. Your wealth, our craft. Sanlam Private Wealth, a licensed FSP.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.